Donald Trump blasts tricky Nikki Haley, she's crashing in the polls. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 13, 2024. Former President Donald Trump on Tuesday blasted Republican primary challenger Nikki Haley, who he said is clearly crashing in the polls before mocking the low attendance at one of her recent rallies. Tricky Nikki is crashing in the polls. She's 15 points down to crook Joe Biden, and I'm crushing him in all polls. Trump said in a Tuesday post on Truth Social, explaining that Haley has no reason to make it to the South Carolina primary. The other day, she had almost no people attend her rally. We had thousands and thousands who couldn't even get into the large arena. An embarrassment to her wonderful husband, in Africa. I think he should come back home to help save her dying campaign, Trump added. Indeed, Trump's recent rally in Conway, South Carolina, which took place at the CCU's HTC Center, attracted thousands in the venue and thousands more who were in overflow outside of the venue. According to the Post and Courier, the line of Trump supporters stretched several blocks by 10 a.m. The HTC Center holds about 3,000 people, so there were at least two overflow lots available for those who could not make it inside. Trump also spoke to the individuals in one of the overflow lots. Haley, meanwhile, has made it abundantly clear that she plans to soldier on in the race. Despite poll after poll predicting historic losses for her not only in South Carolina but in Super Tuesday states. Well, first, I think that you need to know that I am going to beat President Trump. But you should ask him if it'll be difficult for him to support me? Haley said during an appearance in CNN after Jake Tapper asked if it would be difficult for Haley to support Trump if she does not emerge as the victor after Super Tuesday. Related, Nikki Haley, I am going to beat President Trump. What I'm saying is what I said from the very beginning when there were 14 candidates on the stage, that any one of the 14 would be better than Joe Biden, she eventually said. Following her losses in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada, Haley appears to still be holding on to the strategy outlined by her campaign prior to her defeat in the Granite State, as she is putting her hope in non-conservative voters in open primary states to trust her to victory. Related, Nikki Haley, I'm not going anywhere. I will continue on to Super Tuesday.